Hey babes, welcome to a brand new day filled with endless possibilities. I'm your girl Neek Austin, and this is Coro is a Crush, your go-to spot for all things self-love, empowerment, and living life to the fullest. Let's dive in and make today unforgettable. Hey y'all, and welcome back to another episode of Coro is a Crush. I'm your host, Neek Austin, and today's episode is very personal and near and dear to my heart. So today is April the 2nd, which is World Autism Awareness Day. And if you've been following me for a while, you know that this isn't just a day on the calendar for me. I'm a proud autism mom. My son is my heart, my teacher, my reason for living. And this journey, it's one that's taught me more about faith, strength, and surrender than anything else I've ever walked through. So today, we're not sugarcoating. We're going to talk real. We're going to talk raw. And we're going to hold space for every mom, every dad, every family, and every soul navigating this path. But before we get into it, let me ask you something. Are you ready to grow in faith, creativity, and purpose? Then Coro is a Crush needs you. If you love this show, support it on Buy Me a Coffee, grab some podcast merch, or become a fan with a membership. Links are in the show notes. Coro & Company is now available at two amazing locations. Not only are we at the Williamsburg Bazaar, but we're also in my hometown of Farmville, Virginia at the Blake & Gray Company. Discover my inspiring stationery, custom apparel, and self-love essentials in person. Check out my booth at the Williamsburg Bazaar, located at 5625 Richmond Road, Unit F120, Williamsburg, Virginia 23188. And the Blake & Gray Company, 142 North Main Street, Farmville, Virginia 23901. Also, if you are in town on April the 6th, which is Sunday, come and stop by my booth at the Artesian Market, which will be held at the Williamsburg Outlets Premium Mall. Make sure that you come and check me out. See what new items I have to offer. I will be releasing my newest collection, which is the Glitz and Glam collection, which are my luxury journals. They are awesome. I put my heart and soul into this because we are transitioning to a luxury faith-filled boutique. So I figured, what the hey? Let's create some luxury journals. I hope y'all love exactly what it is I put in these journals. Now, understand, these journals ain't cheap. These journals will not be cheap. So I don't want to hear, oh, it's too expensive. Oh, I can't afford it. I don't care. Because all the heart and soul that I poured into these journals, it's not about the dollar bill for me. It's the fact that luxury is where it's at. And why not carry a luxury journal with you and put down all of the notes that you need to put down? I mean, luxury is at its finest. It really, really is. So I will have a few of those on site. I will also have my best-selling NFL tumblers with me. I will also have my tote bags, as well as my best-selling self-love journals. I will have them also on site. The vendor show is from 11 in the morning to 3 in the afternoon. Make sure that if you are in the area of Williamsburg, make sure that you stop by. And here's a bonus. If you mention that you listened and found this vendor show through the podcast, Coro is a Crush, I will give you a 15% discount off your total order. All right? 15% off anybody mentions that they heard about this vendor show through my podcast. This vendor show is sponsored by Imperial Events LLC, which is based out of Newport News, Virginia. All right. So now, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while or receiving my newsletters, then you know I am a big fan of Flowdesk. Email marketing is the number one way I protect my business growth. Unlike social media, I own my email list. If you haven't heard of Flowdesk before, it's a beautiful, intuitive email marketing tool that I use to consistently email my list. So if my favorite social platforms change or disappear altogether, I can continue connecting with my audience. It empowers me to stop solely living at the mercy of an algorithm and ensure my messages reach my audience consistently. If you're ready to grow your email list, there's no better platform to use than Flowdesk. You can get 50% off your first year with my link. Go to beacons.ai/Coro & Company to access the link. Make sure that you're following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest at Coro & Company, all one word, where you will find out what's going on with Coro in real time. Also, make sure you're on our email list so you can catch all of Coro's deals and you don't want to miss those. Go to coroandcompany.com to sign up and join the tribe. All right, people. All right, let's get into it. Today's topic is called, It's Time to Release and Reset. So, I have a disclaimer. If you hear me get emotional on this podcast, just say all. Because as an autism mom, I've talked about being an autism mom for 17 years because my son is now 17. And it gets easier, but there are small triggers along the way that just take me to the boiling point. And I have to break down in tears. So as a disclaimer, if you hear me crying on the air, or if you hear my voice do a little wobbling, you understand why. This is very passionate to me. But I hope and pray that I can get through this episode today without shedding one tear, and actually shedding tears of happiness and joy instead of tears of sadness and sorrow. All right. So being an autism parent is layered. It's not a straight path, and no 2 days look the same. It's full of love, deep, unconditional love, but it's also full of moments where you question everything. It's watching your child struggle to communicate while the world moves too fast to notice. It's standing in the middle of a store while your child is having a meltdown and strangers are staring instead of offering compassion. I remember when my son, his name is Jacques, but we call him Jay. I remember when Jay was, I want to say he was maybe two. Maybe a year or 2 years old at the time, and he had a meltdown in the store. I'm thinking it was because he saw a toy that he wanted, and I told him no, and he got upset. I had no idea that my son was autistic until, I'll never forget, I had the elderly, not even the elderly lady, she wasn't elderly, it was an older woman. Because I was in my 20s, it was an older woman that walked up to me and she said to me, your son is displaying symptoms of autism. And I looked at her and I wanted to punch her in the face. And that's the God's honest truth, because my thing is, number one, woman, you don't know me. And number two, what is autism? What are you talking about? And I looked at her like she was crazy. And I said, no, ma'am, he's actually showing off because he wants this toy and I don't have the means to buy him this toy. And she said, no, it goes deeper than that. Your son is displaying symptoms of autism. I suggest that, does he go to daycare? And I said, yes, ma'am. She said, I suggest you talk to the daycare to see what they can do to help him. And at that time in my 20s, I was about 24, 25. I did not want to talk to nobody about no autism. I could have cared less what autism was. I thought the lady was crazy. But it wasn't until my son got ready to start school, and he ran around in the room, and this was on kindergarten registration. He ran around in the room. He wouldn't sit down. He kept messing with young kids. He was following the crowd. And I was trying to figure out, why wasn't my son being interviewed for kindergarten? Why are we still sitting here? And we literally sat there from 9 o'clock in the morning till 4 o'clock in the afternoon, not being seen. And my son was the last person to be seen. And I remember the special education department came to me and they said, Miss Christian, because at the time I wasn't married, Miss Christian, your son has to be enrolled in special education. We were watching him and observing him, and he is displaying symptoms of autism. Here we go with this A word again. And I'm like, no. My son does not have autism. I don't even know what autism is, blah, blah, blah. So the special education director, she said, well, autism is a developmental delay in which your son will be placed in special education classes because he cannot focus when there's other children around. He is overstimulated because there are so many kids in this room, and we can help him get back on track. And I said, no, we're not doing that. I'm not doing that. You can forget it. We're not doing this. And special education director, she basically told me in one lump sum, okay, I will give you until the first day of school. If he displays signs of autism on the first day of school, then I will have to take matters into my own hands and place your son in a special education classroom. And I said, okay, try me. I really did. I said, okay, try me. At that time, like I said, I wasn't trying to hear it. By then, I was 28. I wasn't trying to hear this. So this was around the time, this was 2012. I met my future husband. At that time, he was my fiance. And he met Jay for the first time. And the first thing he said was, Neek, because he changed my name from CeCe to Neek automatically. Like when I first met him, he never called me CeCe, he called me Neek. So he changed my name just like Jesus changed Saul's name from Saul to Paul. My husband changed my name from CeCe to Neek. And he said, Neek, you know I'm a teacher, and I don't specialize in special education, but that was one of the first places I worked. And your son is displaying signs of autism, but let me show you how to get past it. So when he said it, I knew that it was something that had to be done. On the first day of school, my son got put out of school for jumping on the girl's back and biting her because he became overstimulated with the young girl constantly picking and messing with him. And at that point, I was bawling mad. I didn't know what else to do. So I went to my husband. At that time, like I said, he was my fiance. I went to my fiance and I told him about it. And he said, yeah, he's displaying signs of autism. Bring him, bring him to the phone so I could talk to him. Because at that time, we could see through, you know, face to face. Bring him to the phone so I can figure out what's going on. And then I can tell you what to do. That's what I did. And he told me exactly what I needed to do. So what I did was I went into seclusion because at this point I had no help. And even though I was in a house full of people, the denial of my son having a developmental delay in this manner was unheard of. But not only unheard of, it wasn't going to be acknowledged. So when it was finally acknowledged, that's when I had people on board. But we had a lot of demons going on during this time in our household. And so in order for us to get through what we needed to get through, we had to exorcise the demons out. So when we got the demon out of the home, then we were able to rebuild our family. It became so bad that I could not talk to anybody because I wasn't trying to hear what they had to say. I felt like nobody was in my corner, and I literally felt alone. Like, the only person that I could talk to at that time was my fiance. And as of today, we have been together for 13 years. We're going on our 8 years of being married. And I can honestly say, when I say God has brought someone to me to help me out of that situation, he brought him right on time. Not when I needed him, but he brought him when my son needed him the most. And so, going back to the story, my son, we finally got the help that he needed. The first time that the school decided that we wanted to have an IEP meeting. And I went to my mom, who at the time she was a school counselor. And I said, Mom, what is an IEP meeting? And she said, an IEP stands for Individualized Educational Placement. And it's a document that special needs children have in order to receive the services that they need so that they can get the education that they deserve. Okay. My mom, my son, and I, we came to the IEP meeting, and the first thing that the ladies told us, they did a psychological testing on him, they did a psychological testing on me, they did observations on him, blah, 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 and at the end of the day, boom, 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 last thing the lady told me was, your son has been diagnosed with autism. She packed up her stuff, and she walked out the conference room. And I'm looking at my mama looking at me, and we said, autism? And my mom said, you know, my mom was like, what the hell is autism? And I said, well, I've heard this term before. I told her that my friend, because my mother did not know that my husband at the time was my fiance. So I said, my friend told me about it. I've heard people in the street say it. I've heard people at daycare say it. I said, but I was so scared to tell you because you have this mentality, which she no longer does, praise the Lord. You have this mentality that nothing could possibly go wrong with the children and, you know, with me. And then to have a grandson diagnosed with autism as well as ADHD, which is attention hyperactive disorder. Having all of this going on top of that, we got another layer. He has life-threatening asthma, so we hit with a AAA over here. I told her, I really didn't think that you would want to admit that you had a grandson that has a developmental delay. When I told her that, she started crying, and I said, well, what are you crying for? And she said, see, do you think I am that cruel? And I said, you have your moments. And I figured that this moment would be one of them. And she went on to, you know, she went on to say, never underestimate a mother and her child. And that line stuck with me even to this day, because as a mom, you never know what your child is going through, but your child has no idea that you already know what they're going through. You're just waiting for them to come to you so that way you can figure out how to work this situation together. And when I told her that, and we finally decided to work with each other and not against each other, not only did my relationship with my mom improve, but she also developed a newfound respect for special needs children. Now, let me put you on the backstory with my mom. So, my mom's oldest brother, he was special needs, and he passed away at the age of 18 by falling off the back of a truck. And so my mom told me the reason why she became an educator was to go and become a special needs educator because of her brother. But I think the coolest part about my mom being an educator is that not realizing that I will give birth to a son who is special needs, but to watch her and my son have this bond that is unbreakable, it speaks volumes, because there are a lot of special needs families out here who within the families, they choose not to be bothered with someone in the family that has special needs. And in 2025, this year, I'm seeing a lot of families who are willing to step up for the members in their family that are special needs. The mom is not doing it by herself no more. You get the dad involved. You get the grandparents involved. And it's amazing to see how people want to learn what autism is. You just don't want to sit down and just be like, oh, but your child got a problem, blah, blah, blah. Well, yeah, I know he has a problem, but you're the one with the problem. It ain't him. I've had people tell me, you need to beat the disease out of him. I said, first of all, it's not a disease. Let's get that clear. Second of all, it's a developmental delay. Third of all, it ain't even a disability. Let me go back to number two. It's a developmental delay. So I'm not going to put my hands on my son like that, even though he has had his share of whippings, which he did. He got his share of taps, because one thing I have learned as a black mother with a black autistic son, I refuse to allow my son, who is now level one high function, to step into this world and not understand the statistics and the repercussions that are up against him being a black male autistic human being in today's society. So when it comes to disciplining my son, I give it to him the same way I discipline my daughter, who is normal. So the bond that they have was awesome growing up, and they always played together. And even to this day, they talk every single day, even though my daughter is in college and my son is getting ready to graduate from high school this year. They talk almost every single day. And if it's not every day, it's every other day. So I am very proud of the connection that they had. They had a little spiff in there, you know, when they became teenagers. But at the end of the day, my daughter is an adult and my son is getting ready to become an adult. Now that they are adult kids, their bond is pretty solid. The bond that my husband has with my son is beyond recognition. My husband developed a bond with my son because my son's birth father decided that him and his family does not want to have anything to do with him, not even so much as acknowledge the fact that that is his son. With that being said, my husband stepped up to the plate and became the father to my son. And so my husband is all that my son knows. He does not know who his real father is. I say that because you have children who are special needs, who are on the spectrum, or who have any type of, you know, disability that will become ignored by family members, even so much as being the mother or the father. Is that a challenge? Yes, especially when you're trying to explain to them, hey, that's not your real dad, this is your real dad, blah, blah, blah. We've had those conversations with my son. And as of today, he chooses not to know who his father is. His whole point is, my husband is his dad because that's all he knows. He's been knowing him ever since he was 4 years old. This is it. And I am grateful that God decided to take a negative situation and turn it out for his good. So I tell y'all to say this. Sometimes Googling those terms late at night, like I told you, I didn't know what IEP was, but Googling terms late at night, trying to understand what those doctors said earlier that day, earlier that week, couple of months ago, it is very hard. Sometimes it's learning acronyms like I said, IEP or ABA, Applied Behavioral Analytics. I think that's right. Been a while. Or SPD, which is, I don't want to say the wrong thing. I don't want to say what the wrong thing of SPD is. I actually never heard of SPD, so that's new for me. Things you never even knew existed. Didn't know that there are resources out here for autistic children. Didn't know that there are grants out here that families can get. I didn't even know what SSI was until my aunt, who is a former special education teacher, explained to me that you can receive, you know, that you can apply for supplemental security income. And technically, I found out through my son's grandmother his father's mother, when I called her and told her, hey, my son is autistic, blah, 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 she did two things. She said, number one, it's your fault that your son has autism. My son did not give it to him. And number two, at least you can collect the check. She hung up the phone and I never talked to her again. And it's been almost 13 years. That's how bad it was for me to ride this road alone, but I had help. And I did not realize the immense amount of help over the years that would help build Jacquees into the young man that he is today. You know, and then learning all this stuff, you suddenly become an expert because you have to be. It's not that I wanted to be an expert in autism. It's because I had to become an expert in autism. Because who else is going to speak up for your child better than you? Only you. Whether you're a single mom like I was finding out, or you are married and you're finding out these things. I've heard so many different stories about moms having autistic children. I even know some families that have multiple autistic children, and I tip my hats to them, like, how do you do it? I would go crazy if I had more than one child autistic. I'm barely doing right by the one I got. So I tip my hats to those families who have more than one child that is autistic in the family and managing it all without saying, I give up, I put my hands up. That is the type of deep unconditional love that resonate through our veins. Sometimes it's asking the same questions over and over. Am I doing enough? And tell me, if you are an autistic mom and you're listening to this episode today, have you ever asked yourself, am I doing enough? Is this the right type of therapy for him or her? Will they be okay? Will the world treat them with kindness? Sometimes it's grieving the life you imagine while learning to embrace the one God actually gave you. And that was the hardest part for me. Having to understand that I have to lose a little bit more sleep. I can't hang out as late as I want to. I can't do X, Y, and Z no more because I have this child that I got to take care of who needs a little bit more help than what the normal child needs. And when I say that, you have to say, but it's going to be okay. It's going to work out in our favor. It's going to be all right. It's going to work out in my favor. We will be okay. We have nothing to worry about. That sometimes is what you have to say to yourself. But not only that, there's also joy behind it. It's that kind of joy that hits different when your child says a new word, no matter what age they are, makes a new sound, or does something you prayed for every single night. I remember the day when my child was finally able to write. He was 5 years old. He came in my room and he asked me for a pencil. Like, that time, my son wasn't saying complete sentences. He was saying one word sentences. And he said, pencil. And so I gave him a pencil. He pulled out a piece of paper and he started writing. And he was writing with his left hand. At one point, we thought he was going to be a righty, but he ended up being a lefty like my father was. And when I saw that, I bursted into tears. And my son looked at me and he took his hands and he put his hands on my face and he just patted my face. And I knew that when he would take his hands and pat my face when I'm crying, that means I'm drying the tears and that it's good tears. He knew the difference between when I would cry good tears and when I would cry sad tears. So he knew that there was good tears. So he would pat my face and he would give me a hug and he would kiss me on my lip and then he would rub my nose. And to this day, even though he is 17 years old, we still do the kiss on the lip and the rubbing of the nose. I don't think it matters how old he will ever get. That's just something that we do. So, and yes, this episode might be a little long, but it's okay because somebody needs to hear it. I'm just letting y'all know that now. Somebody needs to hear this episode. So, going back to what I was saying. Sometimes it's celebrating progress that the world may overlook. but it's also knowing that your child's existence is divine, intentional, and full of purpose. Autism isn't a tragedy, people. It's not a punishment from God. It's not something to be pitied, because I tried that, didn't work. It's just a different way of experiencing the world. And it's our job to build a world that embraces that difference. And if you're not raising a child with autism, that doesn't mean you're off the hook, because we need you. We need that support system. We need you to speak up when you hear ignorance. We need you to teach your children about acceptance. We need you to see our kids as whole, as capable, and as valuable. We need you to stop saying they don't look autistic and start saying, how can I support them? Autism awareness is more than a hashtag. It's action, it's compassion, it's education, and it starts with listening. Also, I can't let today go by without telling y'all something exciting that we're doing here. My newest segment, the Self-Love Sermons, officially roll out today. These are 5-minute raw and unfiltered drops of truth, faith, and fire, made exclusively for Koro is a Crush subscribers. It's your weekly reminder to love yourself fiercely and walk boldly in your purpose. So, if you haven't subscribed yet, now's the time. Go hit that follow or support button on your podcast app and get access to this new segment I created straight from my heart. Also, you can get access to the first 3 episodes today. After the first 3 episodes, which are free, all of the episodes are exclusive for my subscribers. So if you want to continue listening to the Self-Love Sermons, you will have to get a membership in order to hear the remaining episodes. And just before I let y'all go, I want to remind you that if your brand or business looking to partner with a podcast that's all about empowering women, faith, and personal growth, Koro is a Crush is open to sponsorships. I love to team up with you and introduce your brand to our audience. Feel free to reach out at KoroCrushPodcast@gmail.com if you're interested in sponsoring the show. Thanks so much for your support. And now, back to the good stuff. To the autism moms out there, I see you. I see your tired eyes and your fierce love. I see how hard you advocate, even when your voice shakes. I see you learning, unlearning, and growing, all while raising a child or children the world doesn't always or don't want to understand. But let me remind you of something. You're doing better than you think, honey. You are enough. You are the right parent for your child, because not everybody can handle it. And your love is loud enough. And even when you feel like you're falling apart, your child sees your heart. And that's what matters. So today, I want you to give yourself permission to release and reset. Release the guilt. Reset your heart. You're allowed to feel overwhelmed. You're allowed to be tired. You're even allowed to not have it all figured out. But what you can't do is quit. What you can't do is forget who you are. Because even in the mess, God is with you. He sees you. He sees your child or your children. And he's walking with you both. Take a breath. Give yourself grace. And remind yourself, you made it through 100% of your hardest days so far. You're not just surviving, you're showing up. And that is power. Let us pray. Father God, thank you for this space. Thank you for allowing me to use my voice, my story, and this platform to bring light, love, and truth. Today, I lift up every listener, especially the autism moms, the autism dads, the caregivers, the families walking this journey with strength they didn't know they had. Lord, cover them with peace. Remind them that they are not alone. Remind them that you see their tears, their efforts, and their hearts. Renew their energy, strengthen their faith, and wrap them in your grace. God, I pray that this episode not only bring awareness, but softens hearts, opens minds, and inspires action. Let your love be felt through every word shared today. Thank you for trusting me with this mic and this mission. And thank you for every soul listening. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for holding space with me today. If this episode hit home, share it with someone who needs to hear it. And if you're looking for more real talk, faith, and motivation, make sure you're following the podcast on Apple, Spotify, or Podbean. And come connect with me over on Instagram at Coro and Company. Want to support the show? You can now sponsor episodes or buy me a coffee to keep this going. Every little bit helps keep this mission alive. Until next time, keep loving yourself, keep fighting for your babies, and remember, you are chosen, an overcomer, renewed, and walking on purpose. I want you to gain knowledge. Take care of yourself. Go out and be great. Peace and be blessed.